Hello.
Hey Robert, how are you, sir?
Good, how you doing?
Good, man. Just checking in with you. We've been speaking about that property on, Church Street for a while. And just seeing if you had any, interest on, going forward with it.
Yeah, what was your name again?
Zach.
Zach. Yeah. Yeah, man, the wife and I are considering thinking about selling it, but how much did you offer me for it?
Well, I think you said that you, let me see, here, let me hear, see on my notes here. I think you said you wanted like 120, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't, yeah, couldn't remember. Yeah, it sounds about. Well, actually, I tried to refinance, man. I don't know if it's going to go through or not. I jumped through hoops for him for 2 weeks, and then a lady told me yesterday that I showed her 20% drop in my income. So I don't know what's going to become of that. But anyway, let me ask you this, man. If I was to sell this to you, how much time would you give somebody to actually vacate the property, be out, have everything
How long do
out?
you need?
I don't know, man. That's what's freaking my wife out about it.
Well, I mean,
Couple
here's
two.
the thing. I'm a fair guy. I mean, a couple months. I mean, a year. Whatever
Not.
you need.
Yeah, maybe 3 months.
Well, yeah, I'm just being honest. I mean, whatever you need is really the answer because it's your house. It's
Right. All right. So, and we've also talked about, man. See, I've got this thing down to where I'm paying the premium, I guess it's called now. Actually, paying on the house.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I
that's a
mean,
big.
I want it. I know where it's at. I know where, and I do want the house.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice. I'm sure you've Googled it, right?
I mean, I know where the property's at. I've seen it. I know the area. So yeah, I mean, I've looked at it with my own eyes. I haven't been inside of it, but
Yeah, I've actually done a lot of work here too, man. I don't know, was the big porch, big front deck built on when last time you seen it?
it's red roof. I'm trying to remember. Because there's several. Well, there was one addition that I recall seeing. It looked like.
It's got an addition built on the back of it.
Yeah.
I actually paint. I'm a contract painter anyway, man. I painted the outside of it. When I first got here, man, it was like a chocolate brown, and so I had to paint that. I built like a $7,000 deck, practically around probably close to half of the house. It's a four corner house.
Yeah.
Same thing. I think it's 35 foot across the front, the back, and both sides.
Yeah.
So I've built a big deck around it. I've taken down six or eight trees. I put a new building on it. I mean, I've done a lot of work here, man. Painted practically the whole inside. Done a lot of work on electrical. So I got your number, man. Did you? Yeah,
I
I
mean,
got your number.
here's the thing, Robert. We've talked several times, and whether you recall talking to me or not, that's really not an issue. And I get the sense that you want to go, and that's true. I think we can both agree on that. But I don't get the sense that you have much faith in anything that you're doing with the sale of the house.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, I'm paying on the premium now, so it's kind of like putting money in the bank.
Yeah.
So to sell it now. I would like, see, when I bought the house, man, I had custody of three of my grandsons.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't, their mother got regained custody of them. And you know, I'm a little bigger here than what I need, basically.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say. So I would like to, I would like to go now. If it was up to me, I'd go now. I would be out in 2 months, but, you know, I got to convince my wife of this. So.
Yeah.
But,
is she fine with selling it?
What's that? Well, she's kind of in the middle. She likes the area and everything, likes the house, which, I mean, you know, it's really a nice house inside and out. And another thing, man, I want to get everything I can get out of it. You know, I like to. So I don't know. Is 120 your highest you can go? Or,
I mean, that's what you said that you wanted for it. I mean, even if I were to say yes, I mean, would it even make sense to give you the, you know, an exact figure? I mean, for one, I don't know if that would be fair, because let's say, you know, you're still doing this, you know, song and dance with paying the house off and still trying to convince the wife. And then, you know, a month later, you hit me up and you say, hey, the wife said she'll do it. I mean, the market changes on a daily basis, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, even if I were to give you a number today, it's not something that I don't even think that you'd be able to take it just because of your circumstances, you know.
Right, yeah, yeah. All right.
I mean, I do want it.
Yeah. Let me do some more discussion, me and the wife have some more conversation about it, man, and see. She's really concerned about having to rent the places to find to rent are kind of few and far between here, man. I'm kind of in a rural area. You know where Bath County is? Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but all right, give me a few days, man. Let me try to talk it out with her, and I'll be back in touch.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.